Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling.
It was 50 years ago that NBC first broadcast what's become a Christmas season classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. All these years later, you can still see it on television, on DVD, online, and now on stage. A musical adaptation of the holiday favorite is on stage this week at the Schubert Theater in Boston. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on how producers are trying to keep the show true to its claymation origins.
Silver and gold.
Baby boomers and their children grew up watching Sam the Snowman, voiced by Burl Ives, narrate the story of a cute, alienated reindeer, and a lot of us still have a nostalgic affection for its chunky animated dolls and puppets and iconic characters. Clarice the Doe, Hermie, the wannabe elf dentist, Prospector Yukon Cornelius, and all those misfit toys.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Where's here?
We're on the island of misfit toys.
The folks behind the touring live musical version of Rudolph have gone to extreme lengths to recreate the original Christmas town. Executive producer Allison Spirity says they're channeling the TV special's charming roughness.
What we really tried to do was capture the patina of the show in our set pieces, the colors, and actually finding actors that can really replicate the voices of the beloved characters like Hermie and Rudolph. When Rudolph says, I'm cute," that kind of nasally sound.
Here's that scene from the stage version.
Rudolph, I think you're cute.
I'm cute, I'm cute!
Whoa! Magnificent!
And here's the TV version from 50 years ago with Billy Mae Richards playing Rudolph.
I think you're cute.
The actors in the live musical are accompanied by a pre-recorded score that sounds like the vintage TV special, which is like a lump of coal for Boston musicians.
I wonder if they are offering vintage ticket prices from 50 years ago.
That's Pat Hollenbeck, president of the Boston Musicians Union.
Let's be honest here. It's about saving money, because they haven't had to hire live musicians.
Hollenbeck says many of the 1,700 musicians he represents make a significant amount of their annual income performing between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
Historically, we've seen in the past, our art groups in the area across the board took significant hits in their bottom line when popular shows, for example, the Rockettes, came in with canned music.
Rudolph executive producer Allison Spirity agrees live music is always preferable.
And in this particular case, we weren't financially able to make that happen and to get the show out under its current tour and money that we had available to us.
But the producer says there is a chance they could hire musicians in the future. The kids and parents in the audience, including 48-year-old Karen Martin of Linfield, didn't seem to mind the canned music as they clapped and sang along.
I grew up, obviously, watching Rudolph as a child, and I've never seen it live on stage. And my daughter, who's 5, has been watching Rudolph since July.
I don't like the abominable snowman.
I didn't like the abominable snowman when I was little either. Who did? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down.
down in here.